Boisai, Shalom Aleichem. So, we are in Shaar Bitochen Perek Gimel. The Chovetz Chavavos is telling us the five pieces that need to be in place in order to be living a life of true Bitochen. To recap the first four, number one was to internalize the 7 points we've been discussing earlier. Number two was the understanding that Hashem is watching to see if you truly trust in Him, to live with that realization. Number three was to make Hashem your exclusive source of trust, meaning whatever other sources of benefit you have, financial, health, whatever it is, not to attribute it to anything independently, but to understand it all as a vehicle of Hashem. Number four is that if you expect Hashem to be really operating in your best interest, you should make sure to remain in His graces. Don't be defying Him while expecting Him to work everything out perfectly for you. So therefore, number four is to be doing your best to be pleasing Hashem. And now number five. Number five is understanding the concept of what we call Hishtadlus. This is a very important point to stress, that sometimes we understand Hishtadlus as a separate track of Bitochen. People often ask the question, you know, where do you draw the line between Bitochen and Hishtadlus? Here the Chovetz Chavavos is telling us that proper understanding of Hishtadlus is part of true Bitochen. And we'll see how he actually works it in to Bitochen. It's not that there are the areas where you have Bitochen and the areas where you do Hishtadlus, but rather, you're supposed to be doing Hishtadlus with proper Bitochen, as we'll learn. And now the Chovetz Chavavos is going to ask a fundamental question. We all know, everybody's familiar with the idea that you're supposed to have Bitochen in Hashem, you're supposed to trust Hashem, but yet, you have to do yours. You have to do Hishtadlus, you have to do the material means of taking care of what needs to be taken care of. Now, this works for us because it leaves us in a comfortable place of we live in a material world, we want to be operating in a material way. But if we really think about it for a minute, why is it like that? Why, if truly Hashem is running everything, why is it necessary to do Hishtadlus? What's the answer? That Hashem expects you to do it. But that itself, why does Hashem expect you to do it? He's running everything. Why does He expect you to make efforts toward your material welfare? So here the Chovetz Chavavos is going to explain two fundamental reasons about why Hashem set the system up this way. So let's see. Again, in the Lev Tov, it's on page Shin Tes Vav, in my Lev Tov. The other ones have different page setups. Va'ila, the reason, asher ba'avura chiv ha'boire es ha'odam. The reason that Hashem required man lechazer ulesabev al siboy sateref, to put efforts into getting his food, ushar mashu tzarich elav, and all of his other needs. You have to work toward your health, shelter, clothing, etc. You have to be making your efforts toward these things. Why is it set up that way? Lishnei panim. For two reasons. Echad mehem. Now listen, this is very fundamental, what he's about to explain here. Nipnei shechiva ha-chochma b'chinas ha-nefesh ba-avoydas ha-elikim u-ba-ham-roisay. We are here, the essence of our existence is to be tested, to see if we will dedicate ourselves to Hashem's service. Now, the question is, let's say sometimes a person would say, oh, if I only had, you know, the right amount of money, I'd be able to serve Hashem in peace, in tranquility, happily. Or, if only this were different, if only that were different, I'd really be able to serve Hashem properly. But the whole essence of being an Olam Hazeh is that Hashem wants you to navigate the material world. You could also put it differently. If I'd be a malach, you know, it's a shame that I'm a human. If I'd be a malach, if I'd be an angel, I'd be able to really serve Hashem properly. But we all understand that the answer to that is that precisely the point is for you to serve Hashem as a human. That's the significance of the test. That would be like a person coming and saying, You know, you have an Olympic weightlifter, and he comes and he sees the weights that he's supposed to lift up. So he leans down, gives a tug, and he says, "Oh, if only you'd take off the heavy things at the two ends. Oh, then I could really do this perfectly. I could do it successfully. I could flip the stick up in a second." We say the whole point here is for you to do it with the weights on, right? So a person would say, "Oh, you know what they say about the person who they asked the fellow, how come he's so irritable all the time?" He said, "I'm not an irritable guy at all. I'm a very good-natured guy. It's just that everybody around me is so irritating." So what's the idea? The idea is that, yeah, this is exactly what Hashem wants. When Hashem says, "I want you to work on your midas," don't come and tell Hashem, "Okay, so you know what? You want me to perfect my character? Put me on an island with nobody around, and then you'll see what perfect character I'll have. I'll never get irritated. I'll never get annoyed. I'll never say a mean word to anybody. Just keep people out of my way. You put people in my way, then you're making it impossible for me to work on my midas. How can I possibly improve my character if I have to be dealing with people?" But again, we come back to the same point. On the contrary, Hashem put you into a material world, gave you a body, gave you challenges, because that is the whole purpose of your existence. That's right. You have a particularly annoying person in your life, remember who put him in your life, and say, "This is exactly the midas that Hashem is expecting of you, to be able to improve your character with this person." Whatever the circumstances are in your life, that is exactly what defines your purpose. Any difficulties that you have, any struggles that you have, are not impediments to your purpose. They're what define your purpose. They're what you're here for. The common denominator is that Hashem expects us all to navigate a material world. But Hashem has an individual program for each person. And the whole purpose is contending with the reality of the life that Hashem set up for you. So now, the Chavis HaVavis comes and says as follows. You want to know why you need to do Ishtadlus? Because since the purpose of being in this world is to be tested, so Bochan Oysa B'mashemar Zemimeno. So Hashem provided a few mediums for testing you. V'hu HaTzorech V'Chesron Al Mashu Chutzla. And some of the most important platforms for us to be tested are in the areas where we have needs. Mimachal, Umishte, Umalbush, Umoin, Umishgal. Hashem gave us a lot of needs, told him, you need to see to your needs. But nevertheless, I'm going to put all kinds of limitations there. Like, let's say, for example, okay? Hashem says, there's a value called integrity. There's a value called honesty. So, you know what? We come and we tell Hashem, if so, relieve me of the need to make money. Relieve me of the need to be involved in business, because if I'm involved in business, it's difficult to be honest. So Hashem says, Shkoyach. You know what? That's precisely the reason that I want you to be involved in business. Malachim are very honest. They don't have to earn a living. And therefore, they're all very honest. None of them are cheats. So Chavos HaLavos is telling us, you know what? That is the very reason why Hashem makes you need to earn a living. Because Hashem wants you to develop the value of integrity. And therefore, Hashem says, yeah, I want you to have to make money, and I want you to be an honest person. Here is where your honesty can really have meaning. Right? Or Hashem says, yes, you need to eat, and I'm going to impose limitations on that eating. If you wouldn't need to eat, kashrus wouldn't be an issue. It gets too complicated, you just skip eating for the next month or two until you get back home. But Hashem wants kashrus to be work on your part. And therefore Hashem says, yes, you need to eat. And that's how it is with all of our different material needs. Are you going to navigate these needs? Now that you have these needs, Hashem has a platform to test you in. If you wouldn't need to make money, you wouldn't need to eat, you wouldn't need to sleep, you wouldn't have to conduct a family life, then where would Hashem test you? This is what gives meaning to our life. The need to do Ishtadlus is what provides the room for so many of the tests in our life. And this is really the purpose of our life. So, Hashem says, I want you to see to all these needs. You have to care for yourself for food, for drink, for clothing, for shelter, for family life. And you have to go to the length of arranging these things. You have to find ways of getting a hold of these things. You have to make money, buy food, buy drink, and pay rent, buy a house, buy clothing, have family life. But then Hashem says, yes, I impose all these things on you, but then I come and tell you, but I'm putting a limitation here, I'm putting a limitation there, and here's where I'm going to test you. Here's where I'm going to test you. Yes, I tell you that you need to make money, and I'm going to put all kinds of limitations on the ways you're allowed to make money. I tell you that you need to eat, and I'm going to put all kinds of limitations on what you're allowed to eat. You know what? I'll even make kosher food more expensive. I'll tell you, I'll set it up such you need to care for yourself for shelter, and then it becomes complicated to find a home in the proper environment. There's all kinds of dinim connected to the home. I tell you that you have to live family life, and I impose limitations on that too. Why? Because now that you have these needs, here, Hashem says, I can test you and see. Will you be capable of navigating them according to my directives? If you wouldn't have any of these needs, there would be nothing to it. You'd be like an angel, and the tests would be meaningless. So now Hashem says, yes, I want you to go about trying to get a hold of money, food, shelter, clothing, etc. But I want you to realize, Hashem says, but I want you to realize that I have predestined for you what you are supposed to get. Whatever I've predestined for you, if you go about your efforts in a responsible way, keeping within the confines of my commands, you'll get what I intended for you. Here you have a fellow who sees a very lucrative business deal develop on Shabbos. He knows he's not supposed to do it, but the lure of the money is too great. And he goes ahead and he does the business on Shabbos, and he makes a deal of $50,000. He says, see, look at that. I was mechal Shabbos and I made this money. Hashem says, you fool. The $50,000 were predestined for you. Had you not done the work on Shabbos, something would have come up on Tuesday. But, you know what? This was exactly the point. I tested you to see, would you be able to engage in your business while keeping to my rules? Or not? Would you realize that what you're supposed to get, you'll get? You will not lose out on them if you keep to my rules? Would you realize that the system is really such that I have everything predestined for you? And when you keep to my rules and wait to see it develop? Or are you going to stop feeling like, hey, it's me who makes it or breaks it, and you're not necessarily going to work with my rules. You will just work with the rules of the material world. You do business, you make money, and you think you're making money on Shabbos. V'nisbaru mimenu ha'avoido v'aveiro b'kavano u'b'zchiro la'achav smeheno v'bilti acheres. And this is where Hashem separates the loyal from the disloyal. It's dafka in the areas where a person has the need and feels the need to tend to his material affairs. That's where Hashem distinguishes the loyal from the disloyal. That's where we'll see it. The disloyal will feel, well, I have to make that money, whatever the case is. If not through kosher means, I'll do it through non-kosher means. While the loyal will say, Hashem expects me to work toward my living, but here he tells me to draw the line, so here I stop, here I desist, and if I'm supposed to get it anyways, I'll get it anyway. Something else will come up. And this is really where man earns his reward or punishment. This is Hashem's means of testing man, of giving his life purpose and meaning. So this is reason number one of why Hashem created the need for Ishtadlus. It really is the program of living in the material world. The material world is designed for us to be tested. A major part of that test is the need to do Ishtadlus, the need to care for our material needs, to tend to them. And here is where Hashem can test us and say, will you do it according to my instructions? Will you keep within my limitations or not? So that is reason number one of why Hashem imposed on us the need for Ishtadlus and did not just leave it that Hashem conducts our affairs, Hashem provides us with food whether we work toward it or not. No, Hashem wants us to work toward it because that is the platform for Him to test us. Okay, we have another reason of why Hashem required us to do Ishtadlus, but Bli Neder, we will wait with that. We'll end here for now. Thank you.